part of the commitment is how are you preparing for this? You know, you want to transform your life and you can do it in 90 days. I'm going to show you how. We can do this really fast, but how are you going to prepare for this? How are you going to set yourself up to take this action and do these next steps to really transform your life? Because that's what you want. You want to be happy. You want your passion again. You want to know what your purpose is. You want to smile more. You want to be light. You want to feel good. So how are you preparing for this? What daily action steps are you prepared to take? I mean, don't go into this thinking it's just going to magically happen. It takes commitment. It takes daily action steps. They're not hard. None of this is going to be really hard, but it does take commitment and it takes action. And I know this firsthand because I'm taking action in my life. I'm taking action right now by working with you because I want to help you. I've taken action in my life by taking leaps of faith. Listen, I took action when I quit my corporate job with no net underneath. I took action when I sold my house with no place to live. I took action when I moved cross country, not knowing how my life was going to unfold. I took action when I created a product, invented something out of nothing, never doing this before. I didn't know where this road was going to take me, and it led me to being on QVC. I encourage you, live in action, take the step, open the door, make that leap, take this step to better your life, because I'm an example of how doors unfold and how there's unlimited opportunity for you if that's what you want. But you have to take the first step. You have to take action. You got to get out of your comfort zone. It's going to be a little uncomfortable. It's going to be a little weird inside, but that's how we grow. If we're comfortable and we're sitting back and hiding behind a veil of whatever the veil is, you're not growing. And everything is energy and everything is moving. And if you're not growing, you're dying. So do you want to be living or do you want to be dying? There are no mistakes. Let me tell you how many mistakes I made on the invention process, working with different people, trying different avenues of advertising and marketing and failures. Let me share the QVC experience with you. I mean, there were mistakes all along the way with that. The product name was said wrong. The offer was wrong. I mean, everything is a work in progress, and we just get better and better and better at it. So the next time I go and appear on air, I'll be more prepared. It just makes me better prepared for the next opportunity. And you can't keep studying life, or you can't keep holding on to fear and doubt and insecurity. You've just got to just do it. Just jump out there. Take the leap. I've made many, 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 many mistakes along the path in my life, in all areas of my life. Listen, parenting, how many mistakes do you make a day? A dozen a day? I mean, but you do 100 things right, and we tend to focus on the things that we do wrong. It's just all part of the process, and that's also goes back to the forgiving, and we're going to work on that, and trust me, you're going to be forgiving yourself for all of that too. But I'm encouraging now, you need to take this action and bring it on. This is your life and it's right now and you're here. You need to do it. Do it big. Show up 100%. So everything I learned is all about momentum. You've just got to start somewhere. But the key is you've got to keep the momentum going. Start small. Do one little thing every day, but build on that and take the next step and the next step and the next step. I learned that in my life, that with my business, my product business, with the Spifter, not the sifter like QVC accidentally called it, but with the Spifter, I came up with the idea, and when you first come up with product ideas. It tends to happen with a lot of inventors. You have a lot of momentum in the beginning, so you're going and you're creating and, you know, you're doing the next step and you're reaching out to get a patent and you create the business and then you get the drawings done and you find a prototype manufacturer and then you get the prototype made and then you start making sales calls. Does anybody want this product? And it sort of builds on the momentum, but I would stop and stall that because I was raising the kids and working a full-time job, and I really wasn't committed to the passion of that. You know, I was playing it safe and playing it small with that, and that was hurting me, and I wasn't giving that enough momentum, and that's where I really wanted my momentum to go, was in that direction. So I planned out my course, what I was going to do, and how I was going to change that. So through commitment and through momentum, I got where I am today, which is I planned out my life and stayed committed to it and got the momentum going where I could quit my corporate job. And I've got two kids who are in college, and I took a risk quitting my job with kids in college. I mean, that's crazy. Who does that kind of stuff? But I was committed to this entrepreneurship and committed to building my businesses and doing this for me and creating the kind of life that I wanted to live and setting an example for my kids that they can be or do or have anything. So I got the momentum going, and it was step by step by step. And even now in this year, in this time, I've made the commitment to me that this year is all about me. This year is about building my businesses to a level that I can't even see. I have no ceiling. It just doesn't exist. So I'm setting my sights really, really high. And since I've opened that door and made that commitment out loud and affirmed, this is the year of me, this is the year of my businesses, there have been door after door after door and opportunity opening up for me. I have an amazing team built all around me now, and everybody's focused on my passion and my purpose and my smile and what it is I want to do in bringing this to the world and bringing products to the world and creating a business and an empire, quite frankly, that's revolved around helping and supporting women, not just emotionally and in personal development, but in the kitchen and lifestyle. And this, I'm not unique. You can do what I'm doing too, but it takes momentum, and it takes commitment on your part. So what small steps could you take right now that could move you in the right direction? Because you always want to be moving forward. You always want to be taking a step forward. So could it be committing to eating better? Committed to reading more, studying more, committed to spending more time with your family, you know, quality time with your family. Could you be committed to changing your bubble? Who is in your core circle right now? Who are the people around you? You know, you're always a sum of the five closest people around you. Who are those people? Are those people elevating you and taking you to where you want to go, or expanding you in any way? Or is this a comfort zone? Are you the shining star in that circle? Because if you are that one, then you're not growing and expanding, and you need to raise your game a little bit and surround yourself with people who are going to empower you and impassion you and enlighten you and lift you up and challenge you. So maybe stretch that a little bit. And that could be surrounded in your business development or in just in your personal development. It could be in any area of your life. And that's an area that I definitely encourage you to build momentum in that area. You want to be growing bit by bit by bit. And again, it doesn't have to be big strides. You know, do this practice for a week. You know, challenge yourself to add one new thing to your life that week. And then look back at the week and see what's changed. You know, where can you do more? Where was it easy to make that shift? Or where do you want to improve more? It just takes building momentum and keeping the engine running. Keep the train moving forward. Keep going. That's what I do every day. I say to myself every day, How am I going to show up today? How can I serve? And how am I going to grow and expand? And then I look back and I don't really know the answers. That's the beautiful thing. I've gotten really comfortable with uncertainty. That's why I love to journal, because I can look back on the day, look back on the week and see, wow, I've really grown. I've really, you know, moved forward. I've shifted. I've expanded. And that feels really good. So I'm encouraging you to do that for yourself.